3, 2, 1, blast off. Page 7 in the art scroll, 3 lines from the bottom, Vikevan. Page 7, 3 lines from the bottom, thank you, Rubzev. And in the Feldheim, page 3, page Gimel, middle paragraph. In any other edition, it's probably a full blot, which is 2 pages in. And here we go. The Kevan Shekvaris Amitz Eitzel Kol Chacham. Since anyone who is a Chacham, which we said, who is a Chacham? It's not that you're a smart, it's not your wisdom, it's that you delve in and you consider and you think and you spend time, as he's going to say. Tzorech Tamimus Avoda V'Chovas Taharasa. The need for a person to complete what he's on this world for, and the responsibility of being pure. V'nikyonu shizul zeleinu nirtzes v'adai klal, ela nim eses umit to'eves. Listen to these very heavy, beautiful words of the Ramchal. Ki chol levavois doiresh Hashem. What does Hashem want? Hashem wants our intention. He wants our insides. V'chol yetzer machshavois humeven. And Hashem understands deep down what life, what we really deep down want. So it's not what you're doing, it's not necessarily what you're doing, it's the purity of what you're doing. It's learning to crystallize and purify why you're doing what you're doing. Ma nane, what are we going to answer? Biyom techecha misrashalnu mina'iyin azev inachnu davar shukokach mutol aleinu. What are we going to answer if we are careless about delving into this and we put to the side that which we what we need to do? Shehu Iker Ma Hashem Elokeinu Shoyel Mimanu. You hear this? Zakta Ramchal, what is the main thing that Hashem wants from us? He wants our insides. It's not that he wants, as he's going to talk about, it's not that he wants, of course, there are actions that a person has to do, but he wants my intentions with my actions. Hayitachen, says Ramchal, sheyiga v'yamol sechlein v'chakir shloin neschayavu ba? Where am I putting my energy and my thought process? B'populum asher lo yetzil lanu shum primim v'dinim asher einim shayachim lanu? With arguments that are not going to come to anything? Uma shechayavim anu l'bayreinu? This way, that we are responsible to the one who created us. Chova Rabba, we have a tremendous responsibility in our life of why we're put on this world. Nazveyu lahergol. So a person, as we say many times, right? You're just going to go ahead and go with the flow and follow the crowd when the crowd is lost. The crowd is lost. So why are you following the crowd? You're just doing whatever you're doing like a bobblehead. You're not spending time investing in yourself, investing in who you are. V'nanicheu l'mitzas anashim l'umada. And you're just going with habit. You're just doing like we spoke today, the wheel is spinning, but the hamster is dead, right? The wheel is spinning. Your life is just moving, but you're not involved in it. You're not aware that you're making the decisions to live the life that you want to live. Imlo nistakan of lo yinama yayira amitas. Here we go. Now he's going to deal with all of the ways to become shlemus. What is true yira? Uma nafel. And what are the branches? Ech niknosa. First of all, I don't even know what it is. Someone says, do you have yira? What does it say? It says, akol bidei shemayim chutz miyira shemayim. Yira Hashem is the most important thing. The reason Hashem created the world is for yira shemayim. But I don't even know what yira shemayim means. I don't even know what that means. So someone's going to say, oh, it means fear. Okay, you got to delve into what does it mean. I don't know what yira means. He's going to divide it. There's a whole way to learn what yira is. Yira. What is yira Hashem? Yira. Yira for a person to live with yira Hashem. How am I going to escape from the world? The purpose of the world is for us. Let me say it better. One of the purposes of the creation of the world and us being in the world is for us to not remember what our purpose in the world is. That's one of the tachlises. What does Hashem need us down here on earth? Let him create an angel. What does he need us? You have animals. Animals do their thing, and angels do their thing. What does he need to put us in a world? Olam is melashon helam. It's a dark world. It's confusing. It's very confusing. But what happens? The goal of this world is to not get confused. The goal of this world is to break through and to figure out what's the truth. What is my life really about? And the whole natural purpose of the world in a big picture is for us to forget what our purpose is. If you look at the billions of people, right, it's definitely not to eat and sleep and drink and that. Maybe most of the world, 99.9% of the world is doing that. There's a small percentage that can go ahead and say, wait, Hashem created me for a purpose. Could you imagine how lucky we are that we're able to sit here for a few minutes out of the day and stop and say, I actually am a Nivra. I'm a creature that was created. There's a Boire, there's a Rabbeinu Shloilam, there's a Hashem who created me, which means I have purpose. How could it be we're just going to ignore that? That's number one. So he gave us a little drop of what Yira could possibly be. Yira isn't that Hashem's going to punish you. That's 1 ounce of what Yira is, as he's going to talk later. Yira is living with the proper perspective of what life, the whole entire cosmic universe, is about. Ahava, love, kamokain. Imlo nishtada likpoyos ablovavenu. If we're not going to try and put love in our heart, the koyach, like we spoke today in Shir, how do we expect? What do we want to happen? I'm going to fall in love with Hashem? What any relationship? Is there any relationship that lasts, that is valuable without working at it? Is there anything that has value that I don't have to work to get? So how do I expect to have love with Hashem and to have a relationship with Hashem without working it through, understanding what is love? What are my other relationships? Talk about the Torah connecting to Hashem. If a person doesn't lean and think about the greatness and the how incredible Hashem is, which will give birth to this connection. Right? These are one-liners that you could spend years and years trying to understand. Eich titar, listen to this. Machshavtenu. How am I going to crystallize my thoughts? Imlo nishtadal inakoysa min amumin shamatol ba'ateva gufti. My Rebbe, one of my Rebbeim, Rabbi Cherny, I don't know if anyone knows him. He's a very chush of a person. I remember him telling me when I was your age, he said, what our avodah is going to be like a joke to get it out of our heads is the cartoons that we grew up with. Halavai, that's what we got to get out of our heads nowadays. The cartoons, what the Satmar Rebbe said, I heard this b'shem, I heard it from Rabbi Greenwald, Ronnie Greenwald, who heard it from Rav Huttner and the Satmar Rebbe. They both said the same thing. That they said, what we can see in 1 minute, our grandparents, could be your guys, great grandparents, my grandparents, never saw in an entire lifetime. What does that do to a person? What blemish? So how am I going to get rid of that? How am I going to crystallize and purify? It's a good question. Can't just take take medicine to do that. You got to figure out, how am I going to cleanse my head, right? People suffer very much from simcha, besimcha. Say besimcha's machshava. It's so ironic. Same letters. How interesting that we have blemishes. Doesn't mean we can't cleanse it. He says that you could. Physical things just affect us. Vamidos kulamatzichus kmokim tikun. They need to be misukun. They need to be fixed. They need to be straightened out. Who is going to fix it for you? Who's going to straighten you out? Who are you waiting for to straighten you out? Who? Who? It's a great question. Who? He says that. Umi yitakdim. If I'm not going to, as he's going to explain, at the end of the day, you're born alone and you die alone. And you live alone. Doesn't mean you're not married. Doesn't mean you don't have a family. But at the end of the day, there's only one person for each and every one of us that we have to answer to. To answer to, who am I? How am I living my life? What are the decisions that I'm making? Hello, Imiyanu Adover Iyun Amiti. Hayinu Moitzim. All right, we're 10 minutes, 23 seconds. Oyusel Amidu Meitivim Latzminu. Listen to how beautiful he says. He says, if we knew the truth of everything I'm saying, he says, we would do for ourselves. Incredible that he says this. Umelamdim Oyusel Acherim Umeitiv Lehem Gamkein. So interesting. If you would go ahead and do this for yourself and you would see how beautiful it is, you would share it with other people. You would share it to do the good for yourself and for all of humanity. Humash Omer Shlomo, we'll finish off with this. Im Tavakshena, is this a new paragraph?
Yeah.
New paragraph? Okay. In that one, it's a new paragraph. Okay, Hashem should help us all. We should be Zocha. 10 minutes, that's all, guys. We went 11 minutes. 11 minutes and 8 seconds. Can change. People think life, you have to do big things to change your life. You have to do big things to change your life. That's the irony. Right? That's the pshat with Rabbi Akiva. With the drop on the thing. Let's say you were to pour a bucket on the stone, it wouldn't go through. It's the little things that make the big difference. We think it's the big things that make a big difference. It's not the big things. It's not the big things. It's a shame. You'll see when you're married, people think, oh, you want to have a great relationship with your wife, you got to take her to Hawaii, you got to take her to restaurants. That's also cute. It's nice. Those are nice things to do also. It's the day in, day out. It's the good morning. It's the thank yous. It's the sensitivity. All relationships are like that. People think to be a big connector with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I got to learn Yoimam V'layla, and I got to never do an Aveira, and I got to be perfect. No, you don't. You say, when you leave the bathroom, you say, Asher Yatzar. Maybe once in a while, you try and have Kavan, and you say, thank you, Hashem, that everything's working right. You take a drink when you're thirsty, you say, Hashem, Shakol Ne'abedvaro, thank you. You say, good morning. Little tiny things are what creates the relationship. And learn it, little 10 minutes, 11 minutes a day is what changes. This sefer changed my life. 6 shekel. Okay, you can turn it off because, we can continue. Yeah, we'll say, whoever wants to listen can listen to this. This sefer, anyone could look at it. This sefer I bought in Tufshin, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Tufshin Nun Zayin, which is 19, you'll date me back a little bit, 1997. I bought this sefer. For 6, you guys could see it. I bought it for 6 shekel. For 6 shekel, it changed my life. 6 shekel. You don't need $1 million to change your life. I wouldn't give this away. I used to say I wouldn't give it away for, I could help yeshiva out a little bit. This one, if someone told me, I'm telling you right now, recording a lot of people, Baruch Hashem, listen to this year. If someone offered me $10 billion that I can never open up a Mesillas Yesharim ever again, every other sefer I can, I wouldn't take it. It wouldn't even be in the sign for me. Right? I'm like asking people to make it in the sign, right? Yeah, let's see. They're going to challenge me. I'm telling you, it's not even in the sign. 6 shekel. 6 shekel. You think your life is going to be changed by big things. It's the little tiny things. It's shutting off your phone for 15 minutes. You don't have to chuck your phone in the toilet. Eventually, hopefully, you'll want to. It's not the pshat. You have to. You're not going to want to. You try 15 minutes during davening, have kavanah for 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds. That's godless. That's greatness. Have a wonderful night, everybody. 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzer Hara away, and as Rabbi Varon says, and at bay.